It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, May 5th, 2021. On this date in 1891, Carnegie Hall, one of the best-known concert venues in the world, opened in Midtown Manhattan in New York City. Specifically, it is found at 881 7th Avenue, occupying the east side of 7th Avenue between West 56th and 57th Streets. Designed by architect William Burnett Tuthill and built by philanthropist Andrew Carnegie, it is one of the most prestigious performance locations in the world for both classical music and popular music. Carnegie Hall has its own artistic programming, development, and marketing departments, and presents about 250 performances each season. It is also rented out to performing groups. The hall has not had a resident company since 1962, when the New York Philharmonic moved to Lincoln Center. Carnegie Hall has 3,671 seats divided among three auditoriums. It was designated a National Historic Landmark in 1962, and the New York City Landmarks Preservation Commission designated the building as a city landmark in 1967. It was intended for performances by the Oratorio Society of New York and the New York Symphony Society. Construction began in 1890 and was carried out by Isaac A. Hopper and Company. Although the building was in use from April 1891, the official opening night was May 5th, with a concert conducted by Walter Damrosch and Russian composer Pyotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky. The hall was owned by the Carnegie family until 1925, when Carnegie's widow sold it to a real estate developer, Robert E. Simon. When Simon died in 1935, his son, Robert Simon Jr., became the owner. In 1947, Simon undertook renovations of the hall, and this time the work was done by the New York firm of Kahn and Jacobs. By the 1950s, changes in the music business prompted Simon to sell the building. In April 1955, he negotiated with the New York Philharmonic, which booked a majority of the hall's concert dates each year. The orchestra planned to move to Lincoln Center, then in the early stages of planning. Simon sold the entire stock of Carnegie Hall Incorporated, the venue's legal owner, to commercial developer the Glickman Corporation in July 1956 for $5 million. With the Philharmonic on the move to Lincoln Center, the building was slated for demolition to make room for a 44-story skyscraper. However, Glickman was unable to come up with the $22 million construction budget for the skyscraper, and this, combined with delays in Lincoln Center's construction, prompted Glickman to decline an option to buy the building itself. Meanwhile, soon after the sale, Simon started planning the hall's preservation, approaching some of its better-known artist residents. Violinist Isaac Stern enlisted his friends Jacob and Alice Kaplan, as well as the Kaplan Fund administrator Raymond Rubinow, for assistance in saving the hall. Stern, the Kaplans, and Rubinow ultimately decided that the best move would be for the city government to become involved. This decision gained support from Mayor Robert Wagner. In early 1960, special legislation was passed allowing the city government to buy the site from Simon for $5 million. The city then leased the hall to the nonprofit Carnegie Hall Corporation, which was created to operate the venue. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for May 5th, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.